School administrators in Petersburg have been alarmed this year by how many families are taking extended vacations outside of school breaks. Middle and High School Principal Ambler Moss put it this way during a recent school board work session.
We already had a culture of absenteeism, all the travel from trips, but post-COVID, it unleashed that ferocity of travel, you know, the addiction to, I got to get off the island, I got to go somewhere, anywhere. And I'm concerned that it's been now normalized and we're not going to get the genie back in the bottle.
Administrators say it's hard on kids and on teachers who have to help kids make up what they're missing in the classroom. The school doesn't have hard limits on how many days kids can miss, but they have asked a handful of families to leave the school this year because their kids were missing too much school for travel. And aside from the practical problems with getting kids caught up, administrators are concerned that absences could keep kids from meeting new state standards. The Alaska Reads Act this fall will require extra testing and instruction for kids who are falling behind in reading. Moss says he's worried that all these absences are impacting the quality of teaching in Petersburg classrooms for all kids, not just the ones missing school.
My concern is that much absence is also getting it baked into the cake where teachers are consciously or otherwise lowering standard to some extent in order to make it doable for everybody.
Administrators say they understand the value of trips, family time, and traveling during off-season, but they want to reduce absences. Research shows that missing school for any reason hurts kids academically. Kids who miss at least 10% of their school days, that's about 3 weeks for Petersburg students, are at risk for a number of problems later in life. Those kids are more likely to fall behind or drop out. As adults, they're more likely to be poor, to have poor health, and to be arrested or in prison. In Petersburg, there are 172 days of school. So that means if kids miss more than 17 days of school total, they're at risk. Missing school also affects kids socially at a time when youth mental illness is spiking. Research shows that kids who miss a lot of school are more likely to feel alienated and to stop trying to connect with other kids. Superintendent Erica Klutpainter says teachers have seen this when kids leave for long vacations.
We do have teachers talk about that. Kids are gone for 2 or 3 weeks. They come back. They're just like, I don't have a clue what's going on
right.
In my room. People are all moving on to this. They are, you know, they've lost a friend maybe over that amount of time. Groups have changed. They have a hard time reintegrating.
Klutpainter says part of Petersburg's problem is because of how school policy defines excused and unexcused absences. Right now, when kids miss school for medical reasons, travel for sports, or for most pre-approved vacations, those absences are considered excused. According to state law, kids can be suspended or expelled if they have too many unexcused absences. But Alaska requires districts to set their own definitions for what kinds of absences are considered excused or unexcused.
We're a district that shows no chronically absent students because of the way certain things are coded, and yet we have people on 3-week trips in addition to X, Y, and Z. So it's this conversation about what does it mean to be excused and what does it mean to be unexcused? Does it mean that they make things up, they don't make things up?
Klutpainter says the district may change what kinds of absences are considered unexcused. They may start excusing only a certain number of days of vacation time during the school year. Any changes like this would be made through modifications in the school handbook. The superintendent and administration can make those changes. The school board has discussed changing the school calendar to adjust to the time families tend to take off, usually after the winter holidays when flights are cheaper. That might help families keep their kids in school for more days. But Klutpainter says they'll likely hold off on changes for next school year's calendar. And school board president Sarah Holmgren says the school needs to follow the community's lead on any big changes.
We could try and design a calendar ad nauseum, but if you don't have buy-in from your community, then I feel like we're spinning our wheels, especially if you have families that are like, nope, I'm taking 6 weeks off, and so their priorities are different than ours.
Yeah.
Klutpainter says this issue is not one unique to Petersburg. In a recent meeting with superintendents throughout Southeast Alaska, she said classroom attendance was a hot issue.
About half the group put absenteeism and attendance as an issue and a concern to address. So we're not alone in this.
Klutpainter says the board will likely continue to discuss attendance at every meeting for the foreseeable future. In Petersburg, I'm Rachel Cassandra.